Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, Eastside locals. Just in time for the holidays, Advanced Airlines has another great deal for you. Advanced has extended a special 10-pack of one-way tickets at an extreme discount. $155 per ticket to the LA airports and $165 per ticket to Carlsbad. Flights leave Mammoth Lakes on Thursdays or Fridays and return on Sundays or Mondays only. And yes, they are fully transferable. Go to visitmammoth.com/flylocal for more information. Offer cannot be combined with the local's discount code.
All right, welcome back, and let's have a look at some of the happenings in the Eastern Sierra. Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds would like to remind everyone that they've got a Cinco de Mayo chili cook-off and car show, margaritas and live music coming up May 6th at 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. The second annual Eastern Sierra Chili Cook-Off on May 6th. The event is hosted by the Tri-County Fairgrounds and Event Center. It's going to be legendary. Community-inspired events that everyone in Bishop, Mammoth, Big Pine, Independence, Lone Pine, Ridgecrest, Lake Tahoe should attend. This year, Bishop and the surrounding area will come together to celebrate the end of winter and to support community on Cinco de Mayo with a chili cook-off, car show, margaritas, and live music at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. It's a free event. Live music, good eats, family fun, and it's free. Locals are wanted and encouraged to participate. Grab your tickets online at tricountyfair.com or on-site. Don't miss out on the Sierra Classic Theater's presentation of The Lifespan of a Fact at the Edison Theater. A brainy, hilarious battle between truth and accuracy, based on a true story about the writer John DeGatta and the fact-checker Jim Fingles' experience fact-checking an article for publication. Don't miss the real Jim Fingles talkback after the show, after the January 19th and January 20th performance. For tickets, you can click the link at easternsierranow.com or go to the Eastern Sierra Now app.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
The Mammoth Hospital would like to go over some winter tips for preparedness. What to keep in your vehicle for winter travel, an ice scraper, a broom for pushing snow off your car, a shovel to free your car if you're snowed in, sand or a burlap sack for traction if your wheels should become stuck. It's also a good idea to take along food, water, warm blankets, and extra clothing. A lengthy delay will make you glad you had them. Chains. Always carry them, and most importantly, know how to install them on your vehicle. If you haven't done this in a while, practice. This will make all the difference when you really need them. Clear all snow off your car. Big pieces of snow and ice can fly off your roof and be a real hazard for other drivers. For this reason, law enforcement will actually write tickets for those with heavy snow loads still on their vehicle. Slow down. Allow plenty of time to get where you're going. A highway speed of 65 miles per hour may be safe for driving in dry weather, but an invitation for trouble on snow and ice. Bridge decks and shady spots can be icy when other areas are not. Other tips? Don't pass snow removal equipment on the roads. Move your car for snow plows when clearing your parking area. Stay home until severe storms subside or use public transportation if possible. And patience is key. We're always in the same boat, trying to get from place to place safely. Whether you live here or on vacation, kindness and patient mindset will help us all gear up for success. For more tips, go to dot.ca.gov/travel/winter-driving-tips. Or just go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and click the link. And the U.S. National Weather Service for Las Vegas has put out a notice. Another impactful winter storm moves on into Wednesday and Thursday. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the Sierras and the White Mountains, while a winter storm watch has also been posted for the Spring and Sheep Mountains. You can expect wind gusts from 40 to 55 miles per hour all the way from Wednesday at 10 p.m. through Thursday at 10 p.m. Mammoth weather. Looks like today is going to be snow with a high of 29, low of 13. Tomorrow's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 32 and a low of 14. Saturday and Sunday, snow showers with a high of 27 and 29 and a low of 22 and 17. Bundle up tight. And for Bishop, we've got more rain showers today with a high of 46, a low of 25. Tomorrow, we've got mostly sunny with a high of 51 and a low of 25. Mostly cloudy for Saturday with a high of 50 and a low of 31. But Sunday looks like we've got some more showers coming in. High of 50 and a low of 29. And that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I'll talk to y'all later.